U.S. trade deficit has fallen to a four-year low. Official figures show the trade gap dropped by almost 13% to just over $34 billion in November. That's the smallest monthly deficit since October 2009.
Imports fell almost 1.5% as a fall in demand for foreign oil offset a record level of imported cars. The figures are the latest sign of a stronger American economy.
America's biggest bank, JP Morgan Chase, has agreed to pay almost $2 billion to the victims of a massive Ponzi scheme in the United States. The banking giant agreed to pay the biggest penalty in history to settle charges that had failed to report suspicious activity relating to Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme.
Madoff is serving a 150-year jail sentence after being convicted in 2009 of defrauding thousands of investors of more than $60 billion.
Let's have a quick look at the market. Wall Street is trading high ahead of the close, with the Dow gaining 123 points. The Nasdaq rose over 1% and the S&P 500 climbed more than 0.5%. In London, the FTSE was up 0.33%.
To commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $93 a barrel. Tapas crude's trading at $113 a barrel. And gold is worth $1,232 an ounce. Let's look at the Australian dollar, 89.2 US cents, 66 euro cents and 54 pence sterling.